Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Cereal Company in Forestville, California, and online at LuckyMojo.com. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee of TripleCrownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida, and in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and Contraman Ali of ContramanAli.com in Mission Viejo, California. And this week, we will be joined by a very special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, Susan Barnes of SusanBarnesAuthor.com in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And together, y'all, they will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as defined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooist of our times. And you can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and then called into the show, well, then you'll be on the air. Receive a free consultation, and we'll be going to the phones in just a moment. But first, let's catch up with our co-hosts, Miss Kat and Contraman Ali. Miss Kat.
Hi, Miss Tammy Lee. How are things going on for you down there in your lovely part of the world?
Well, they're going just great, and happy Easter, and also Passover as well. Just to welcome warm wishes all today and throughout this month to everyone. Going quite well. Yes, we headed into April and we had a beautiful full moon down south here last night, and a little blood on the moon last night. So just letting everybody know. So that's always interesting to work with. And had an interesting evening, and keeping things a little under wraps right now, but just keeping things a little tight, and just wanting to say welcome back to you and Nagashiva. We missed you very much last week, and
thank you. Just wanted to
say that, wanting to hear how things are going really with you, and I appreciate you asking me that, but just wanted to say welcome back to you, Ms. Kat,
well,
and Nagashiva.
No. Thank you. We what we did last week and was kind of a neat thing. And there's a museum here in Sonoma County called the Sonoma County Children's Museum, and they've been building on it and expanding it for quite a while. And my local G-scale Model Railroad Club has agreed to donate both trains and track and building know-how and engineering to build in a very wonderful suspended overhead model G-scale train with two tracks on it, two trains, and then there's a kind of a mezzanine where the kids can go up and view everything at the level, but without actually messing with it, and then look down below into all these other little places. And there's a control set up so the kids can actually help operate the train from the mezzanine level. It's really great. They're building it now. They hope to have it open to the public by May or June. And so my club is real involved in this and, raising money for it and donating and volunteering. So I had to go attend that meeting. So that's why I wasn't here last week. And I'm very grateful for y'all carrying on and taking my place, because that was just something that was real important to me to do.
The track is all laid.
The track is all laid. And my friend Daniel Smith, who built a lot of the buildings at the Lucky Mojo Railroad, he was there. He had built and donated a beautiful depot and water tank and other things. I mean, everybody's, you know, pitching in and working on this thing. So that's what I was up to. In other news, we're working on books for the Hoodoo Heritage Festival. We have some have gone to press, some are going to press, but it's a tight deadline, and I'm working as hard as I can. I haven't been available at the shop or for anybody, really, because I've just been editing books and chunking them into line with Nagashiva's help and the help of a few other stalwarts. And people have been really pitching in and doing their part and more than their part to get these things proofread, get the corrections in, and get them to press, especially Grey Wolf Townsend and Eileen Edler have helped. Charles Porterfield has helped. And I just want to, you know, give a shout-out to everybody who's worked on these books, who's written them, Kai Armand and Miss Phoenix Oatfield. And I'm supposedly working on my book, but I'm late. Deacon Millett has turned his in, and it's great. And we've just been really chunking along as fast as we can on these books. And it's a project and a half. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
I may be the last one to get a book into press, and I hope it's going to make it. And all I ask is people leave me alone at night so I can keep on working. So that's up with me. How about you, Ollie? Haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. What's going on in your corner of the world?
Yeah, it's been a little bit, but I'm very excited to hear about the books coming along. It's probably one of my favorite things to come out of the Hoodoo Heritage Festival, among many, many other things. On my end, I, as you said, I've been, you know, away for a while. I've been quite busy with work and school. I'm doing a little bit of catch-up with my emails right now, catching up on readings and people I need to respond back to. But other than that, it's been a fantastic, fantastic start of April, even if it's only been a few days. And I just wanted to take a moment and say Happy Easter to everyone.
Oh, yes. Well, and of course, I being the cloistered little writer that I am, I you know, Passover, Easter, hi, bye. We didn't do a Seder this year, and I never really do much of Easter except for egg hunts, but I didn't do that either. And I've just been shut up in my room writing, with Nagashiva occasionally supplying me with hot tea. That's about it. And so it's just been a real strange spring for me. One of these days I'm gonna learn my lesson and not commit to doing so many projects for the Hoodoo Heritage Festival. But the thing is, I wanna make it different and better and more useful to people than these kind of get togethers where people just, you know, they get together and they have a few drinks and they talk about how they're big old hoodoos. I wanna make these festivals come out with what my old German Jewish mom used to call Festschrifts. Now, Ollie will know what a Festschrift is. It's a writing or book produced for a festival. And that's what these books are that we're doing. They're Festschrifts. And a little old-fashioned 19th century way of working where you present the book, you know, to the people who come to the festival or, you know, to the seminar or whatever it is. They will be for sale at Amazon. And you can look at your next Lucky Mojo newsletter, which our blessed friend Kai Armand is preparing for us even now. And that newsletter will contain the covers of all of the upcoming books. They will not be on sale till after the festival, and you can buy them at Amazon. And but you could buy them from us, too. if you pre-order, some of the books will be pre-signed by people who are coming to the festival who will sign all pre-orders so you don't have to run them down and hunt them down and get them signed later. All right, well, that's enough for that. Now, I'm going to say hi to Susan Barnes. I always love relating to you, dealing with you. Such a good person, such a warm-spirited, friendly, helpful person you are. And I've been editing some of your writing, so you're right on top of my mind. You see, you contributed some things to some of the books.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's always
thank you.
Puts a person in my mind, yeah. Great, a great lady, a member of AIR. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing at your end of things out there in Oklahoma.
I've been working with clients and having just a fantastic time with that, meeting new people from all over the world, and I work probably till 1 or 2 a.m., and people are having great results, and that really makes me happy to see someone happy and to help them change their life, you know what I mean? And it's just, this has been a turning point in my life as being on air and being able to help so many people. It's just a big turn on for me. You know, this is what I'm meant to do.
Wow.
Well, I've also been writing as usual, so I think I'm probably an editor's nightmare. But
oh, you're a good writer. You're a good writer. Out in the chat room, I just want to say hi and thank Ms. Tammy Lee. She put up your URL, so I'm going to speak it out loud here for those who are not listening live or in the chat. It is SusanBarnesAuthor.com. That's SusanBarnesAuthor, SusanBarnesAuthor.com. And we're going to be discussing some of the things that you, Susan Barnes, have brought to the table here. And it's going to be sex magic, attracting good lovers. So, as usual, I'm going to start with a little bit of an intro to that topic. And the sex magic is something that has always been one of the major focuses of magic. Depending on what a culture is like and how people who are magic users in that culture are treated by the general culture, they're going to have varying needs. Of course, one of them is for health and healing. One of them is for protection. Another need we all have is for security and safety in our lives, which may or may not include money. As Dr. Johannes points out in his trolldom book, there are very few old-time Swedish trolldom money spells. Why? Because everybody was a farmer. They didn't need spells on how to have a job and get money. They needed spells on how to have their cows conceive, right? Because that's where their wealth was in the land and on the farm. So each culture has its own specialties, but there is no culture on earth that doesn't have a repertoire of love spells, because sex and love is how we reproduce our species. Sex and love is on our minds most of the time. And so every culture has its own repertoire of spells to draw, attract, find, and get new love, and sometimes more than one at a time, and sometimes some on the side, and sometimes how to stop someone else from having love. I mean, these are all the things that we do as magicians. Now, in hoodoo, sex and love spells tend to be very direct. And like many African and also North African and circum-Mediterranean and Middle Eastern spells, they are direct in that like gets like. And we find people who are new to hoodoo often will say to us, "I can't believe you just said menstrual blood on the radio." But I'm here to tell you that I first learned about that kind of spell from my grandmother, who was theoretically Sicilian, although DNA has proved out that she was also part Turkish and part North African and part Ethiopian and just a big mix of different things. but in any case, it taught me that stuff right after I had my first period. Well, now that you got your period, now you can do menstrual blood spells. Now, you know, your own grandmother tells you that because that's how she got her husband, because that's how it was done. And I found when I got interested in African-American folk magic and hung out with my black friends that they had some of the same spells. Now, there are cultures in which those spells would never be done. But don't be embarrassed or afraid, folks. If you listen to this show, you're going to hear about sex. We are going to use words like semen or possibly cum. We are going to use words like intercourse, penis, vagina, vulva. We hope we're going to use them anatomically correctly. All right. Having said all that, take it away, Susan. You tell us. Tell us some what you know about sex spells to attract the lover.
Well, I'm just going to start off with the basic, and this is just good common sense, which sometimes people don't tend to have when they're attracted to somebody sexually. You know, you've got the two main types of people. You've got the healthy person who's healthy about sex, open, and then you have the fractured or the afflicted person who becomes obsessed or, you know, they're sex addicts or whatever. Now, how do you attract a healthy person in your life? I feel like it's to be one yourself, emotionally, psychologically, mentally, spiritually, and sexually yourself, to be open yourself. You know, some of those traits are you can receive, you can give love fully to another person. You don't need another person to feel loved. You don't need another person to be satisfied sexually because we can masturbate. We can have sex with ourselves. Healthy people have a purpose in life. We have a mission, a goal, self-sustaining, self-supporting. They've had experience, a lot of experience usually, a lot of bad experiences. They've healed, learned, and moved on. They're not obsessed with getting revenge on an ex, capable of monogamous relationships if they want to. They're not hooked on a substance. They're decisive, open-minded about sex, and open about pleasing their partner and also making sure they are pleased. The fractured person I see is tight. You know, when I see somebody come to me, I can instantly see, oh, my God, this person is really tight. They're needy. They're chasing someone, even when the feeling's not mutual. They stalk people. They're manipulative. They've got a bad history with exes and kids. They can give, but they expect something in return. They consistently make the other people feel bad. They're dishonest. They have no purpose in life. They tell you they can't live without you, and this goes with the neediness. It's a continual feeling of emptiness inside of them. And also, this is what I found, they're doing breakup work or revenge work on an ex, but they're still expecting love to come into their life. I've seen
you
this quite
it.
Often.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just can't do it. I mean, maybe some people can, but some people can't. I do feel like in sex, if you want instant rapport, and this goes with even not having sex with somebody, just sitting next to them, it's all about breathing. It's about the breath. And when you're having sex with somebody, look at how they're breathing and get into this. If they're breathing deep, you breathe deep. If they're breathing like that, then you speed up your breathing so that you're in tune with one another. And I don't know if that makes any sense, but I have found that the first thing is breath. You know.
Yeah, I agree with you. And there's a study that I've made and a few others. I know Papa Nude in the chat room has certainly made it too, called Neurolinguistic Programming. And one of the things that that brings out, and it's a system, but there, you know, anthropologists notice it too. If you put yourself in a kind of a harmonious mirror manner to others, breathe like they breathe, sit like they sit,
mm-hmm.
you begin to attune to them. It is one of the first ideas behind sexual magic. Now, it can be misused and turned into kind of evil-minded seduction magic.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get your little antennas up, you can see if they're really do something odd, and if they mirror that, then you know they're just doing it on purpose. But yes, I really hear you, what you're saying about mm-hmm. breathing and gaze is another.
Yes.
The folding of the feet
yes.
or knees. I'm always was taught to look for that. When, you know, to see if someone is actually available or not, look the way they hold their legs with respect to their genitals. Do you know what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about, Susan?
Yeah.
You know, if they cross their leg away from you and give you the point of their knee,
mm-hmm.
You're not getting in there. Right? If they cross their leg towards you and give you their open sole of the foot and the open access to the genitals, that's mm-hmm. interest. They may not know they're doing it.
Wow. Yeah, and I agree with you, Miss Kat. And the other thing, I don't know if you've had the same situation, but I've noticed that a lot of younger women in their 20s especially, and some in their early 30s, tend to trade pussy for love. They
mm-hmm.
barter their pussies because they want love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most men will go for that, but an evolved man will look at that and he'll be like, why is she doing this? Why is she offering up her pussy to me for free? You know, who is,
mm-hmm.
where is that going to get me and her too? The problem is women want to be filled up with love, and we just sometimes don't know how to do it. Men want freedom. The woman who's capable of giving that man freedom, and I'm talking about emotional freedom. I'm not saying going, you know, go out and fuck everybody you want to, but I mean giving him emotional, psychological freedom. That's the woman that man will marry. If she turns into a needy woman, texting, if I could duct tape my client's thumbs from texting, I would love to do that. Honestly, the emailing, the calling, the checking his phone, social media, you're going to lose that man, and you'll probably lose him to another woman who's not doing those things.
Yeah. Well, let's bring a, now here we are, just, two hens cackling. Let's bring in a rooster. What do you think, Ollie?
I find this is a great topic. I think it's excellent. One of the things that I wanted to add to this is that I think sex is something that is, the power of sex is what I should say. The power of sex is something that we often forget about, especially in modern magical traditions, which have become very sanitized in my mind. This is one of the benefits of folk magic, like you mentioned at the beginning. Traditions that are based in family, traditions that are based in certain cultures, recognize this power and realize how healing it is, and teach you right from the beginning. But I think a lot of magicians don't often recognize that in today's modern society, the power of sex. In fact, sex and death are probably the two most powerful forces in our lives. And they can be used destructively, and they can be used constructively. And what Susan said was very important, I think, is the nature of sex in a relationship. And the first thing that people have to do before they can have a healthy relationship is recognize what their relationship with sex is. There's nothing wrong with having as much sex with different people. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely not. The free sex movement is great. But you have to first have a healthy relationship with your own sexuality. You have to know where you stand, what you want, and how that power is going to transform you. Once you recognize that, then you're able to employ that power more consciously. And that's the key. Mm-hmm. Sex should be done consciously. The power of sex should be deployed consciously. When it's not, that's when it can be somewhat destructive. And you were talking about how some women use sex as a means of getting love. And this is something that psychologists have studied, that women will often use physical intimacy in order to kind of draw in emotional intimacy from a man. And men, on the other hand, will use emotional intimacy as a means of getting sex. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that kind of dynamic can be problematic, besides, the binary gender of it. But that dynamic can be problematic because it's as if they're using one thing to get another, rather than approaching a relationship in a much more holistic fashion. So I think for me, when it comes to sex, it's starting first and foremost with having a healthy relationship with it. And once you do that, you're able to consciously deploy it in your relationship and in your magic.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here are two different ways of working. One is to use sex as a way to get emotional satisfaction, which is more typically considered the female way. And the other is to use emotion in order to get sexual satisfaction, which is considered more typically, again, not trying to box or bag anybody, the male way. And these are different things. Now let's talk about spell work, because that's what we're here for. So we have a lot of spells have been devised for sexual seduction. And we've talked about a lot of them here on the show before, and I mentioned menstrual blood at the outset, feeding a man. These are typically women's spells, and they usually involve the lure of sexuality, hoping to grab out of the random assortment of males that are just, flying by, one who will be emotionally clean, clear, and according to Susan's great, great list at the beginning, just a nice person. So
can I just add something real quick to that?
Yes.
And because you're right, when we hear about these spells like menstrual blood and all that, they are very female. That's something that happened historically. If we go a little further back, it was much more equal. In fact, the old textbooks that we have and records of spell predominantly were men trying to get sex from women.
That's
there were
right.
so many spells of that, but that fell off, and I think that's a result of the relationship we have with sex and the genders, and it became much more female-oriented.
It's because of the sexual revolution and birth control.
Oh, absolutely.
Prior to birth control, women had to actually not have sex for fear of totally destroying their lives. Sex
right.
would destroy their lives. So men who wanted sex, there's, yes, in Trolldom, for instance, that Swedish book on Trolldom, lots and lots and lots of spells on how to get a woman to have sex with you, how to get a woman.
Exactly.
And there are many, many, many of them. However, now when women have birth control and have some control and power, you know, God forbid that Roe v. Wade should ever be repealed, when women have some power over their sexuality and over the consequences of sex, and even of unprotected sex, those have flipped, and we now find that
yes.
women are as hungry or more hungry for sex, but were repressed because of their culture. Remember
mm-hmm.
at the outset I mentioned culture. And so now
right.
we see all of these old-fashioned things coming out. You are right,
right,
Molly, though. There are many, many, many spells from the ancient and classical time period and even up into the 19th century about men how to, quote, seduce, unquote, a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Very
and
true.
We've seen a decline in that type of work. There's less and less of those spells that are oriented for men, interestingly enough. So I think we'll see a shift again. I think it'll rise once more.
Yes. Well, that's yeah. the thing. And nowadays, also, fewer women demand marriage. They just want the sex just like men do. There are women who do want marriage, and they want to raise a child in a secure environment. But we're not going to go there right now. We're just talking about sex. So
yeah.
typically, There are herbs and roots that are used for this, and typically they come in pairs. People might put together John the Conqueror root and Queen Elizabeth root, for instance, as a pair symbolizing him and her. Two lodestones symbolizing he and she. Two Scotty dogs for he and she, or he and he, or she and she. It's whatever you want to work with, but you name and baptize one for the other person and one for yourself. But very common in hoodoo is the use of sexual fluids. And also, you would wear those in mixed in with a perfume. And some of the perfumes that would be used traditionally, either in the form of an oil or a powder or something like that, would be Kiss Me Now, if you want casual sex, Come to Me for someone who you have your eye on. And, of course, things like Fire of Love to get someone more inflamed and impassioned. I'm going to put a little side note here on passion. If you have the hots for somebody, really think you're going to have sex with them, and they just don't, don't try to force it on them, because they may just have a lower sexual set point than you, and you'll never be happy with them. If they want sex every 2 weeks and you want it twice a week, there ain't no hoodoo in the world that's going to make their body behave the way you want it to behave. So check out how often they want sex before you throw yourself at somebody. That's just a clue.
I totally agree with that, Ms. Kat. And I think, too, the situation going on today is women who are self-sustaining. We have jobs. We can take care of ourselves. We can raise a child. We don't really need a man. So what happens is we're shifting into a masculine form of energy because we're making masculine decisions all the time. We make masculine decisions at work. We come home, and we're still like a man. And that man that's at home waiting for us, he's like, oh, geez, it's like another man coming in into the home. So I think one of the things that I like to do is to teach women how to take off that masculinity, that masculine mask that they've had to have all day long, and to turn into, to get that feminine energy back so you have sexual polarity between the two people. Otherwise, you're going to have two roommates or two men. And, you know, even if it's a gay relationship, that's fine, but there needs to be a female, a feminine energy, and a masculine energy so you have sexual polarity. And there's ways to do that, and it can switch. The masculine male can become more feminine. The feminine female can become more masculine, and you can have sex that way. So that it's a constant play. So you're playing constantly, you know, and there's always that interest, and so that there's not that, oh, you know, let's watch porn and have sex kind of situation, which is not that, and there's nothing wrong with that. Let's, you know, a little porn is fine. Some spirits
are
fine.
Like
everyone's
fine.
Yeah,
I'm going to raise my hand here and say, no porn, please, for me. You know, we live in a climate now where anything goes. I mean, I'd go to Facebook, and there's all this people showing people being bound and gagged and everything, and I'm like, do I have to watch that? Remember, not everybody's idea of sex is the most sex, the most ways, the most painful ways, or the most dehumanized ways. Some of us just are what we are, and we don't need to feel ashamed if we want to be monogamous. And, you know, the thing is, what we want is to be able to relax and have pleasure. And yes. That is where we're going to go with some of these ideas for food that you feed to people.
Yes.
Chocolate, as we know, chocolate is a great, I mean, it's almost a cliche. Chocolate is a great stimulant of sexual good feelings, particularly among women, but there's a certain number of men who also are stimulated by chocolate, not all of them. Another one that works very well for many people as a stimulant for sexuality are fruits that have been ornamented with sweet and, I guess you could say, creamy textures. In other words, the typical strawberry shortcake or peaches and cream. These are well known to stimulate people's interest in sex. They are slightly sour, slightly sweet, and they have a creamy or oily, sweet embedment. And it's weird how people will instinctively choose those when they want to have a sexual encounter. It'll beat potato chips any day. Just saying.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, whatever, what man says to you, you are the ACMAC cracker of my life. No, he says, you are peaches and cream. And what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you melt when you hear that. I would.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's also, now, there's certain spices that can be added. It's not just the foods themselves, but certain spices can be added to your food to help bring out that type of energy. I mentioned one in the chat room, cinnamon. Most people think of cinnamon as a money spice, but it's also used to spice up relationships. There's a reason why we're quite amorous during the holidays. So adding a little bit of cinnamon to things. Nutmeg is another one that's predominantly a money-oriented spice, but can be used in matters of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ginger is really good. Oh, Nat Stein just posted that in the chat room. Ginger!
Oh, yeah.
ginger chocolate is great. And all of these can be used in cooking. And I'm going to just throw in a little ad here for a really good book that my church put out. It's called Hoodoo Food. And Susan Barnes, you even have a recipe in there. And this book is recipes that you can make for all types of hoodoo situations. These are things for love, things to protect yourself, and so forth. But there are an awful lot of love recipes in here. And I'm just going to mention a couple of them that are kind of interesting. Valentine pear salad. See, there's the pears and the cinnamon red hots, right? Mm-hmm. Howling hot passion strawberries. There's the strawberries, the vanilla. Oh, vanilla is great for love. But that one has that one has a little touch of cayenne pepper, cinnamon, and, of course, chocolate. You know, these are the kind of things that can, and, of course, it doesn't have to be sweet foods. Here's another one called cardamom lamb for passion or an illicit affair that was contributed by Aura. Now, cardamom is used to attract outside lovers. And this one has spices in it like cubeb berries, cinnamon, and cardamom pods. But then it's just, you know, you're basically making a shoulder of lamb. But when you serve that, you are serving a little bit extra. And what you can do when you serve these foods is to dress them, of course, secretly with a little of your own fluids, you know. And
making them personal, adding in that personal element is very, very important. Herbs and roots and spices have power all their own, but when you add in your sexual fluids, your personal fluids, that's taking things to another level. That is really bringing in the sex and the magic.
Yeah, that's it. Now, there's another way to draw in sex magic that doesn't involve feeding people and doesn't involve just dressing your body with oils or being attractive in that way. And this is what we call sneaky tricks, and this can involve when you get to the point of being a friend with somebody where you can give them a gift. You can dress something that you give them with your personal concerns or with your prayer or wish in such a way that they don't know it's dressed, and they will respond to you sexually. The oldest way I ever learned was a gal told me back when we were teens, and in California it used to rain back then before the drought, and she said, you know, if it rains and you're out with a boy, you can either ask for his jacket or ask for his hat. And, you know, boys in those days would wear those hats. And you'd say, well, I'm going to get my hair all messed up. Let me just borrow your hat. and you'd get the hat. Then you'd say, let's just duck into this restaurant or this coffee shop or wherever we're going to go, get out of the rain. And then you'd say, I got to go to the bathroom, and I got all messed, my hair got all messed up. You take his hat back in there, and when you're in the stall, you just rub and rub and rub his hat over your pussy. I mean, you pull your panties down, and you just rub that thing there between your legs, and then you don't put it back on your head. You go back to him, and you just hand it to him, and you make a little face, and you say, oh, that little hat, here you go. And you put it on his head.
He will have sex on the brain.
He will have sex on his brain. Yeah.
Literally.
And sex with you.
Yeah. Well, there's a million of those, but those are ways to work with a sneaky trick, you see. Now, people will say, oh, I was going to buy him a little teddy bear. Well, rip that little teddy bear seam apart and put something in it. You know, put a little bit of catnip, put in a little bit of a little John the Conqueror root where his genitals are, whatever, and sew it back up again.
And if you aren't on close terms with the person, because after all, not everyone is, and you have to start somewhere, the sexual fluids can also be used in long-distance types of magic, using, for example, candle work. Anointing candles with your sexual fluid is a very powerful way of employing sex magic in the candle work, drawing someone to you, influencing them. It can be done on someone specifically, burning a candle down on their photo, or it can be done to draw an unknown person. Candles themselves, if you're a woman, candles are phallic, and you can use them in that way. Men can also use candles, dressing them with their sexual fluids.
Yeah. Yeah, and now, of course, there also are vulva candles for all those who have been attracted to those little pussies. And there are other ways to do distance work for people. One of them is to have their photo and your photo, and if you can get a photo of the two of you together, so much the better. But as our good friend Deacon Millett says, half of what he does working for a love clients is photoshopping together two pictures of people who never were photographed together. And he says, first thing you should do when you get together with someone is get a photo of the two of you, for gosh sake. Get someone, get a waiter at the restaurant, or hold up your hand and make a selfie. Because if you don't have a photo of the two of you together, how are you going to work on the two of you together? You're going to hire Guy Millett to do Photoshop? Kind of crazy, right? You'd be surprised how many people don't know how to really start with that cementing that bond. All right, we could talk about this for a long time, but we got to move on, and we're going to do some readings for people. Ooh. Maybe we'll have you back and do more on sex magic. So let's take it away, Miss Tammy Lee, and we'll come back and read.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat.
Doing readings. That over there.
Y'all, the Lucky Mojo, Hooter Network Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Kajaman Ali, and this week's very special guest, Susan Barnes of SusanBarnesAuthor.com in Oklahoma. We'll be right back, and we'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our call-in clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or by telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. And if you have filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like for you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our hosts. Now we're going to go ahead and head to the phones and take our first new client, who is a loyal listener. This is M, calling in from 917 from Queens, New York. M, are you there, caller?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can. Thank you so much for asking that. And I'm just going to go ahead and let our panel know a couple of things before we go ahead and turn it over. Number one, just to reiterate, you are a loyal listener. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. And also to let Conjurman Ali know that you're a client of his and have been since 2013. Okay?
I have one reading,
Okay, one reading. Okay. And you also noted, and I do think that this is actually very important to let everybody know, that you had gone to a local brouhaha that had also done readings for your former lover, okay? And apparently you, the way I interpret it on the board, on the forum, is that this person actually came to your house, you felt unsettled, and you felt that you had to do a cleansing after they had done some readings in your home. And you write, if I interpreted that correctly, and you write, I'm hoping for some divination about a difficult situation. My off-and-on lover became abusive and mistreated me. We created a film together, but he's not editing it or finishing the project. Last week, I sought an order of protection as a last resort. I go to court on Monday and am genuinely afraid of repercussions. He wants to ruin my life. I need help to protect myself when I go to court and thereafter. Turning it over to you.
All right, Em. Well, I'm really sorry to see that you're in such difficulties. I'm looking at the forum post, and it's quite lengthy. We couldn't read it all. But I need to understand... You said you'd like a divination from spirit about the possibility of a record deal, but you're talking most of the time about someone who's afflicting you. So
Can I clarify for just a minute?
Hold on.
Not a record deal.
Hold on. Stop.
Sorry.
Stop.
Sorry.
Thank you. What you need to do, and this you won't listen to me neither, what you need to do is focus on what it is you want. Is this about the former lover in your order of protection? Is this about the brouhaha who was seemingly coming into your house? Is this about a record label? I think you're trying to throw, in a very short reading, you're throwing about 10 things at the wall and seeing which is going to stick, but we don't work that way. So we need you to calm down here and really, I mean, the fact that someone is Dominican and does astrology and that you need a cleansing and, you know, what is your question? And you can ask many questions here, but we can only answer one. So let's just go to this. It's not about you because you've got eclipses. You've got, I mean, this is like a novel you wrote, baby. So what is it that you want here? What kind of a reading do you want? What is your question?
I sought this order of protection because I see that this is the end of the road with this individual. This individual interfered with a new love that I sought out and stalked him at the record label where he works. And I would like to clear this situation and try to pursue the thing that was interrupted by this abusive person. But I'm not sure if I can do that or if it's safe to do that. And so... That's kind of what
okay.
I was seeking.
So what you want to do?
And the final
okay,
order of protection will be Monday, and that's when
okay.
I'll confront him in court.
Okay. So the protection. Let's get a first name, and I don't care if it's real or not. What's the person you want the protection against? Give me a name.
Stefan.
Say that again.
Stefan.
Stefan. Okay. And you're actually pursuing somebody else who you met in December, and you feel an intense connection with. Right.
I stopped pursuing because I felt like we were both in danger, and I'm hoping to be able to pick things up again, but this former lover stalked him at the record label where he works at, and I'm not optimistic, to say the least.
Okay. All righty. I think I'm getting a hold of it, but I'm telling you, it's just complicated.
I know. It's a lot. I'm sorry.
So, don't be sorry, but let's, you know, don't think that we can do something we can't in these few minutes. So, you want to know if the order of protection will clear your way? Is that the question?
Yeah, and if I need what I can do to protect myself in the next 24 hours, because he's told me as much that, you know, he wants me to either leave New York or kill myself. You know,
all righty. Well,
he's saying he's going to kill himself?
No, he wants me to kill myself. He wants to make me so miserable that he wants me to kill myself.
First card I get is the Five of Wands. It is definitely a free-for-all. There is a lot of negative energy being flung around here. Five of Wands shows five people hitting and banging at each other with no end in sight. However, it is not deadly, per se, but it is a very bruising fight. It also shows there's more than one person involved in this fight. You, him, and a few other people who have been involved in this, probably this other guy. And there is a feeling here of being embattled and conflict being around. The next card is called the Queen of Swords. This is a woman who has to make some decisions on her own. She has a sword. She can cut and clear. She can really kind of get to the bottom of this. If you have a female protector, a female root worker, or a female member of your family who's an old, experienced person, go to that person. I don't believe, judging from what you've written, that you are this Queen of Swords. I think this is someone you need to go to. This person beckons and says, I'll help, but they also have a sword and says, I will, I'm going to get to the bottom of this and cut this thing apart. It's a very important clue to what you need to do. This is Queen of Swords can be someone who is an herb ally too, not just a person, a root like Queen Elizabeth root, for instance, or Angelica root. There's a female root that's very strong to protect you. But I also would say you may need a protector, a saint, or a protector human at this point, or a judge. If the judge is female who puts out this protection order, that would be extremely good for you. If it's not a female, you're going to seek a female elsewhere. Third card is the Moon. This is the energy I was getting, scattered energy. A dog and a wolf are howling at the moon. They cannot even get on the path to go to the moon. There's a little crawfish in the water trying to wave its little hands at the moon, but it can't leave the water and get on the path to go to the moon. And the moon is looking down very, very disturbedly sad. And this is a card of delusions, illusions, false starts, things that cannot come to pass. You need to settle your mind because the moon is about lunacy, and it's about losing control of the forward path. Nobody is on the path on this card. And so the stress around you, card number one, is real. There is definitely real bad stuff happening around you. A female helper would help you cut through it. I may be that kind of female, but I don't think so in this case because you're just calling for a quick reading. You need somebody near you. And then the third card, the moon, says you're going to have a continuing problem, unfortunately, with this problem of lack of focus, of wanting to go in too many directions at one time. So be very careful, and also be careful at night because it's the moon. It shows things get knocked loose in your life in the evening and at night. All right, I'm going to turn this over to Susan and see what kind of a reading she can give you.
Well, I did two different spreads, and I did Aquarian Age, and the first thing that came up with King of Swords, in this case, I feel like he was a powerful guy. He's manipulating. He's dangerous. This is not a good person. He promises things that he can deliver, but he will not deliver. And the movie is not going to get made, or the soundtrack, so forget about that. The other one is the Five of Swords, so we've got fighting, danger, you know, just stick away from this guy. And I also got the Moon card. The Moon, like Ms. Kat said, means to rein back on your emotions and to just sort of chill out about that. The other thing that I'm being told by Spirit is to forget about the other guy that you are pursuing right now because you need to take care of this legal situation. It will not be taken care of if you continue to think of another man, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
The other spread I got the Empress, which to me that is a woman who's a powerful woman who, like Ms. Kat said, this is a person who can help you. She's a kind person. She's steady. She knows what she's doing. Another card I got was 1, 2, 3, 4, Swords, which means, again, you know, anytime I get swords, there's always continuation of problems. I feel like the problem is more that you're enhancing these things, and if you know, I want you to just take the reins. The final card was the King of Pentacles, and I usually find that to be a good man and a judge or an attorney or somebody who will rule in your favor. So the cards that I get is to take care of this legal situation and this guy now and to forget about the lover. I did another card spread real quick, and it said the lover is not even in the picture right now, the guy that you're thinking about. And I'm thinking that it's probably not safe for him to be in the picture, so take care of the legal stuff and protection. And so that's my reading.
Wow. All right. So you're seeing a lot of the same stuff. We were in a great deal of agreement here that the situation is too confused, too many different angles of attack, too many things going on, and that card of the moon and then the cards you got that were similar say to me that pursuing these false leads is going to just be a no-go, okay? Try to find the actual path that actually leads forward. Okay. With that being said, and I'm sorry, hon, if I'm playing rough here, but I looked at all of that and I just saw confusion, and it has, and now the readings both say that there is a lot of confusion. You need some focus here. Let's turn it over to Ali and see what is the best thing for you to do to get your life back on track.
You know what I would do in a situation like this, because there's so much going on, you want to tackle the main issues first. So prioritize. And Susan and Kat both touched on this when they said there's too much going on. You know, maybe set aside your question about this other lover. For now, focus on the immediate problems. The first thing I want you to do is do some serious cleansing of the house. Now, you already know how to do this work, so I'm not going to teach you how to cleanse. We're going to go to the next step. Do some cleansing. The next thing I want you to do is set up some protection. I want you to get yourself an image of St. Michael. You can print this out directly from the internet. You can buy a prayer card. Lucky Mojo sells them. They have large chromo prints available. I've purchased them before. And what you want to do is you're going to take that and place it into a picture frame. And behind this picture frame, you are going to put an envelope. In that envelope, I want you to place a single bay leaf. I want you to put a pinch of salt and white mustard seeds. You're also going to write out the entirety of Psalm 91, and you're going to place it in the envelope with the herbs. And you are going to place this at the back of the picture frame, close up the frame, anoint it with protection oil, or fiery wall of protection oil, and you're going to set this up oriented so it is facing your front door. So you can put it in the atrium, you can put it wherever you want, the entrance, but you want it so that it's facing your front door. So St. Michael is protecting your home. Next, I want you to gather some of your urine. I want you to gather this early in the morning. It should be the first urine of the day. And you'll gather just a little bit of this, and you're going to sprinkle this at the four corners of your property. If you have a large property, you can go outside and do so. If it's a small property, just at the four corners, okay? And you're going to sprinkle a little bit while you pray from your heart that your home and your persons are protected from all trouble. The reason I'm emphasizing protection here is that this person is very dangerous, and we want to make sure that you remain safe. Once you get your protection up, and after the cleansing is done, I sense that this will give you the spiritual acuity you need in order to have a clear mind. I sense that this will help settle things, and then you can start to focus on what you need to do. The next step for me is I don't tolerate men like him at all. It's time to send his ass to hell, all right? Send him far, far, far away. Hot foot him. What you want to do is you're going to take his photo. You're going to take his photo, if you have his personal concern, and fix it to the back of that photo. You're going to write your petition on that photo, and you're going to place it into a jar upside down. You're going to fill that jar full of peppers, hot stuff, black mustard seeds. You're going to put some alum in there to shut his tongue so he's unable to speak towards you. You're going to put in hot foot powder, and then you're going to stick a cork into the top of that jar or bottle, and you're going to take pins, and you're going to stick the pins through the cork so that the sharp ends or the points of the pins are inside the bottle. And you're going to shake it up so that that shreds up that paper. And as you do so with a righteous heart and righteous wrath, you are going to call for spirit to drive this man far, far away from you and out of your house. You are going to do that for 7 days. On the seventh day, on the seventh day, you're going to take that jar to a running river, and you're going to throw it over your left shoulder, walk away, and do not look back. Send this man far, far away from you, and then get to fixing your life, get to focusing on what you need to do. But that's what you need to do, okay?
All right.
I was hoping to finish the movie, and you guys gave me all the answers I really, really needed, and a lot of my confusion has been my passion for making this project. So
mm-hmm.
yeah,
it's understandable. Totally
well,
understandable.
You need to prioritize and sequentialize your steps, and that's what we were seeing, all of this confusion. And what we want you to do is to make sure you're safe first. You cannot work except from a position mm-hmm. of safety. Then you can mm-hmm. have mental stability. One of the things that Countryman Ali brought out was a bay leaf. And people
yes.
think of, you know, it was a big protection spell, but he put a bay leaf in there. And the reason
very
he did that is the bay leaf is used for two things. Number one, it's to calm your mind and get your thoughts running in a harmonious way. And number two, the bay leaf is used in the laurel leaf crown of success, academic success, military success. And so the bay leaf is always used for successful outcomes, but also for a calm mind. So he put that into the middle of the protection for
mm-hmm.
you, which was very cool. Really, really have to say, that's a great way of working.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you including that? Well, really, you'll notice a difference in your environment. It'll
mm-hmm.
settle things down and give you the space you need to start thinking clearly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel she does have talent for movies. And once this clears up, then you'll be able to be more clear about the type of movie, and it'll just fall into place. But I do feel that there is a connection there with you and the cinema. I really do.
Yeah. I also want to reemphasize that both Susan and I saw a female guide or leader or mentor or helper,
mm-hmm.
and that is something that you want to pursue. If such a person appears in your life who is a stalwart female, you know, do what you can to maintain a connection of that type that will be important to you. A lot of times when young women go into film and movies, you know, they are doing what Susan talked about earlier, you know, displaying themselves and the idea of getting ahead by the basis of their charm. But there is going to be some stronger woman, whether it's the judge who puts the restraining order, whether it's a woman who is in film or cinema and recognizes some talent in you. There's going to be some woman who's not going to be romantic with you. This is not that kind of a situation, but someone who's going to be a female guide, keep you calm, keep you focused, and keep you pointed forward. I really do see that as a very important next step to do.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing that I'd like to comment on, which is hot-footing this guy and putting him in the river. When you do a spell like this, you need to really kind of work yourself up into a frenzy as you shake that jar. This is called the shaking bottle spell.
Yeah.
And you want to, as you shake it, you want to really call out your commands. And I don't pussyfoot around. I don't go shake a shake a shake. I go get the fuck out of my life, you motherfucker. Right? You come near me and you die. You're gonna go in the river and I'll never fucking see you again. Nobody's gonna see you again. You go get the fuck out. You know, really work yourself up.
Oh,
then throw it into the river.
One question: the ocean or like a bay or a running river?
No,
yes.
No, no,
yes,
not an ocean. Don't do ocean.
You can only use the ocean or bay when the tide is going out, but the tide might come back in again. He's talking
yeah.
about a river. He meant a river because a river runs and runs and runs and never stops. There are people
right.
down in the tidal areas of Maryland, people do use the estuaries and because, you know, it is kind of a river-like environment. But and I know
yeah,
people
I live in an area
things,
like that.
Yeah. Or if you can throw things off a pier, but you have to do it when the tide is going out. Only when the tide is going out, okay? Not just a regular ocean.
All right.
Good luck to you, hon. And I hope I wasn't too rough on you there at the start. All right. You're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. We're going to be back after this break with another reading, and we're going to take another client from the Lucky Mojo Forum. And I'm going to turn this over to Miss Tammy Lee.
Y'all, support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners, located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next new client. Our next new client is calling in from area code 570 from Raleigh, North Carolina. This is NC Butterfly. NC Butterfly, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Great. Well, welcome to the show. And thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm going to go ahead and remind our panel hosts, this is your first time calling in, and you're new to the forum and new to the show. Okay. And you're right. I moved from Pennsylvania to North Carolina less than a year ago, hoping for a new start. An ex-romantic interest slash friend plans to come for a visit. I'm in love with him, but I've never felt comfortable enough to move forward with the relationship. He says that he's thinking about moving here and maybe we can get an apartment together. I don't know if he's sincere, if we're friends, or what I should prepare myself for. How can I mentally prepare for this visit? I'd like it to be a positive experience. Turning it back over to you.
All right. Hi, Butterfly Doreen. I'm going to ask a couple of questions because your question is unusual, especially in a show on sex magic. What sign of the zodiac are you?
Sagittarius.
Sag. And what sign of the zodiac is this fellow here?
Scorpio.
All right. Now, you say you've never felt comfortable enough to move forward with a relationship. Have you ever had sex with the guy?
No.
No. Do you normally have sex with people? I mean, are you a virgin or you have sex?
Oh, no. I just due to circumstance, I haven't had sex in 25 years. I am interested in having sex, but there has to be a lot of trust there before I do that.
Okay. All right. I'm getting the picture here. 25 years. Okay. All right. May I ask just a question about how old are you?
I'm 52.
52. All right. All right. I'm going to turn this over now to Ali, and he's going to do our first reading.
I have a question of my own. Thank you, Ms. Kev, for clarifying those. How long have you known this ex-romantic interest?
About, I'd say, 3.5 or 4 years.
Okay. All right. Well, I've pulled a few cards here, and let's go over them. I want you to be cautious, and that's what these cards are talking about. The very first card that I have is the Seven of Pentacles. The Seven of Pentacles shows us a man who is leaning on a rake or a hoe, and he's looking down at these golden coins that have grown up, and there's one off to the side beneath his feet that's separate from everything else. This indicates that he is sincere in wanting to see you. He is sincere in coming down to see you. He may even be sincere about moving. But your approach should be wait and see. Don't get your hopes too invested in this, because his mind is headed in a different direction. The Pentacle card is not a card of love. Not a card of let's dive into a romantic relationship and let's get married. It's a card that's a little bit more formal. So it's an indication right off the bat that he may see this in very different terms than you see it. For him, it may be much more term of friendship and let's see where it goes versus for you, it's sparking some type of interest. The Seven of Pentacles also tells us the kind of attitude he comes into this. He's very much in this mind state of let's see where things go. So you need to adopt the same mentality of kind of stepping back and not being too invested in this and not getting your hopes up or getting too involved, but instead going, let's see what comes out of this experience. I'm going to enjoy my time with him. I'm going to have fun when he comes down. We're going to enjoy one another's time, but not expecting too much. The expectations may become a bit of a burden. The Star card is the next card that I have here. The Star card is a beautiful card. It shows a beautiful nude woman kneeling by a pool, and she's pouring out water from two jugs, one directly into the pool and one onto the ground next to her. And above her are stars, beautiful stars that are a sign of blessing. This indicates that, yes, something can develop between you two, from time, interest on his end. It's very important to realize that if a Scorpio is interested in you, you would have slept together already. Now, that doesn't mean you won't. It means that, you know, up until this point, he was in a completely different page. Now, the Star card indicates that things may move forward. They may move forward in a physical manner. It will be sincere on his part. He's not trying to use or abuse or exploit you. But the reason I say caution is because while the Star card is great and it tells us, hey, things may move in the right direction, if you're able to adopt the right attitude, if you're able to kind of move back, remove your expectations from this and go with the flow, it may very well develop into something physical and it may be emotionally satisfying. But the final card that I have here is the Tower. The Tower is destruction. It is everything that has been built up, being struck down by lightning and two people falling apart from a burning effigy. So this is, or edifice, I'm sorry. This is an indication that while things may move in the right direction, that they will not end positively. This man may be better off as a friend to you, may not be good as a lover. Even if there is a potential to sleep with him, even if there is a potential for something to get off the ground, it will not be long-lasting, it will not be permanent, and it will fall apart. He is a Scorpio and Sagittarius, is not a particularly bad mix, but in this particular case, it's more of a shooting star. He comes into your life, it's brilliant, it's fast, it's hot, but just as quickly it fades away and it leaves you darker for it. So I would urge caution if you're going to get involved with this man. Unless you can remove your feelings and simply enjoy the experience, I would not say to invest in him as a long-term lover. And that's what I see here. I'm going to turn this over to Susan to see what she can add in this case.
Well, I completely agree with Ali. The first card I got was this Knight of Wands. This usually represents a man from out of town, someone who will travel to see you. It's frequently an unmarried man. It's a lot of action. He's fiery. He's enthusiastic in the beginning. The next card I got was the Queen of Swords. I'm assuming that's representing you. It's a very strong card. It's a smart woman, somebody who is very self-sufficient. The last card I got was the Tower card, meaning, just like Ali was saying, you know, expect the unexpected. Events might not happen the way that you want them to. The other deck that I used was the Aquarian deck, and I got the Moon card, which means that, you know, you're going by your emotions on this, even though you normally do not go by your emotions. I also got a Sword card, meaning that this is a person who may not be telling you the truth, so I would watch out for that. And the last card was the Ace of Swords. So this is a double-edged sword. Be very cautious. The other cards I got on my platinum cards were the, it's a woman cutting off a man's head, meaning that this is somebody who can be a little too masculine for this man, and the man is reading a book, meaning he's more of a friend, he's not a lover. Even though the fantasy is that it's a Scorpio card, and then I got the Queen card. So that is the fantasy that would be beautiful as a reality. I'm not so sure it would happen, though. But you're being very cautious, and I applaud you for that. And I'm so happy that you called in to ask us about it. And that's my reading on that.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, dear, we're getting – it's interesting because, if I understood correctly, both readers got the Tower card. Is that correct?
You're correct, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And Susan also got the Queen of Swords, which is interesting to me because – and I'm going to take a moment here just to go off the little topic here. I had the Queen of Swords in that first reading, and I read it as a strong female who can protect you because the person wanted protection. The lady holds a sword. The Queen of Swords is also the Queen of Spades and is also known as the spinster, the widow woman, the solitary woman. And so the same card will mean something different in a different context. And as Susan read it, Queen of Swords, you may be solitary rather than go seek a female to help you. Considering your age, you're not young. See how, just for those of us who are among us who are readers, it's real interesting to see how the same card will kind of flow in different directions depending on the context of the question and other subsidiary things. I just wanted to mention that because I know a lot of people listen to this show trying to get tips on how to be readers. Okay, Nagashiva posted polyvalent depending on influential factors. Yep, that's Nagashiva. That's his Scorpio with Sagittarius rising comment. All right, now let's get you some root work. What I'm seeing here is that this person, what we're getting is that this may be interesting, but you should be very cautious. And so you should not reject this person coming for a visit. You're in love with him but never felt comfortable enough to actually have sex, and you haven't had sex in a long time anyway. So what I would do is do a nice house cleaning. Make everything, and I don't mean just a mundane cleaning, but a spiritual house cleaning, and then do some work for drawing in friendship and a possible love if it gets as far as your bedroom. So what you're going to do is you're going to clean your house with Chinese wash or Van oil in a little bit of scrub water. You're real house cleaning, just to, you know, make everything nice. Chinese wash gets rid of all negative energies. It cleans everything up just beautifully. Van is basically the same as Chinese wash, but without the soapy substrate. And some people prefer the soap in Chinese wash. Some people prefer just straight-up Van bath crystals in hot water, whatever you like. Just work with that. Then, when you've done that, I want you to do a couple of things, because we had a card of possible untruthfulness, okay, that Susan brought out. We're going to do a little bit of a door and window protection, and you're going to use the following things. You're going to use tuberosa, which is for honest love and especially for honesty, and you're going to use clarity, which is for your good sight. Mix tuberosa and clarity, and you're going to put a little cross or X, however you like to do it, at the four corners of every window and every door, and say, let no one enter who I cannot see clearly, and let no one enter who is not honest in their heart. If he stops at the doorway, he won't come in, right? But if he comes in, presumably he will bring the best honesty and the best clarity that he can bring, and you will see him in the most clear manner. Now, if you want to consider having sex with him, I'd like you to dress the four corners of your bedroom and your bed. You can put down some rose-scented things like rose water that you could buy anywhere, or you could use a little of that tuberosa oil, and you can mix it in with a little bit of something nice and sweet, such as come to me or kiss me now, if that's where you want to go. But if you just want to have a generalized air of sexual availability, roses and rose scent is enough. And you don't need to go any farther or invest in more things that you might not use later for something else. Now, he says he's thinking about moving and maybe we can get an apartment together. I'd like you to do one thing I mentioned earlier. When he comes down, if he comes down, I want you to get a photo of the two of you together. Like I said, go out to a restaurant. I don't like to see these photos with all the dead liquor bottles and cocktail glasses littered all over the table and the two people shit-faced drunk, and then they took a selfie. But get a picture of the two of you together. I want you to work with that picture. You can put that picture in a little frame, and don't put it where he's going to see it. Now, you can put another picture in front of it, but you're going to use that picture and put a little glass of water in front of it and a little white candle. And you say, if he's honest and he's true, let him come here and be with me. But you need a picture of the two of you together just as soon as you can get it. You can also just burn a candle, a white candle, on that picture. Just put the picture, under a piece of glass or something to keep it, and light the candle and just say, let him come with clarity, honesty. Put a little clarity oil, a little bit of love oil, tuberosa and stuff on that candle. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. What I think. All right. Let's see. Do we have a few more comments here from the peanut gallery?
I'd like to see her. I have a feeling, I'm being told that she's had a lot of responsibility in her life, and so I would like to see you open up your feminine, maybe take a movement class, maybe wear looser clothing, lighter clothing, maybe wear your hair loose and more experiment with perfumes, oils. Take a love bath, like there's a love bomb bath, I think, that Papa Newt has created. And be really into your feminine essence, because I think that you've been very responsible your entire life. And I would love to see you be more open, because I know that you can be, I think that you're extremely amazing and brilliant person, a very fiery person, but you've held that in, and I would like to see that coming out, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good advice. And again, I would recommend the scent of roses. And with respect to that, there are, you know, really sexually alluring herbs and seeds and roots we could recommend, but I don't think you want that right now. I think you want to watch this develop and see what happens. If it does end up as a kind of a falling apart situation, which is what the Tower card kind of indicates now, don't be surprised, but also don't get in such a place that you cannot get out of the situation safely.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
In other words, and I don't mean safely like he's going to pull a gun on you like our last reading client had, but we're talking about your emotional safety as well. Play with it the way you want to. Be in control of it. If it does fall apart, just take it as a little gift that was given to you as something to do. But also use this as an opportunity to open up, as Susan said, to your own feminine side and your own romantic side. And if it's not going to be this guy, it may be somebody else. Okay.
Well, I want to add a real brief suggestion here. Queen Elizabeth root is going to be excellent for you. And the reason I recommend this is the Queen Elizabeth root is a very different queen from the Queen of Swords. Queen Elizabeth root is much more aligned with the Empress in the tarot card. And that's the type of energy that we want to kind of bring out in you. Queen Elizabeth root is very good at connecting with your feminine side, very good at connecting with your sexuality. It's alluring, it's attractive, it's healing, and it's very, very powerful in its own right. Work with a Queen Elizabeth root. I would go so far as to say, if you can, try to pick one yourself. If not, you know, ask someone. Like, you can call Lucky Mojo up and have someone pick one for you, like spirit-led. Be like, this is the one that's going to be for this person. I want one, not just one that you randomly pick, but one that's really dedicated to you. And work with that root. You can include the powder in some bath work. You can use the oil. But get yourself a physical root that you're going to carry with you or have in your home.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That brings up something really true and old-fashioned that Ollie just mentioned. A lot of times when people buy spiritual supplies by mail order, you know, they just figure all they're going to get is the luck of the draw. But you can actually specify, I would like Kat to handpick a Queen Elizabeth root, or I would like Heidi to do it, or I would like whoever you know at the Lucky Mojo, or you can just say, this is my situation, I'd like a Queen Elizabeth root picked for that purpose. We are all practitioners, and we know that not every root's, you know, the same. They are different. And back in the old day, when everybody came into a candle shop like ours in person, we just give them the whole jar and let them spread them out on the counter. Now, we still do that with our in-person clients. People just spread them all out on the counter, and they go, this, 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 and this. We may all get involved in looking them over. Oh, that's the one you need, you know, like watching horses in a race. The one gets selected finally at the end. But when it's done mail order, you're going to have to trust somebody to pick that for you, unless you can find someplace where you can get it. Good point, Conjurman Ali, and it's one of those old-fashioned things about hoodoo that it makes it very different than ordering from Amazon or, you know, Spells R Us.
Okay, thank
you. That's why you order your stuff from Lucky Mojo.
Well, we're not the only ones, but we do it that old-fashioned way. So thanks for mentioning that. And another thing that I'm going to go along with what Susan said about doing body movement work, when she said that, I was like in awe of what she said, because she saw something on a psycho-spiritual level that did not come out directly out of the readings, but it came out of being spirit-led to tell you this message, okay?
Well, I used to... take belly dance lessons, and for a little while that I actually taught it in my hometown. So
all right, go back to
but I haven't
go
done
back
it in a
that.
Long time.
Yeah, go back to something that connects you with your body. That's what Susan said. So she was right. Thank you for reaffirming what she just said.
Thank
all right.
you.
All right, good luck to you. All right, well, this is the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. We're coming up on our final segment of the show, and this is going to be where Susan is going to give us a free spell, and it's going to be a spell that relates to our topic, which is sex.
You are listening to another fine production of the LMC Radio Network, whose art and information may be found on its webcast shows. The LMC Radio Network is a community radio alliance of metaphysical, spiritual, inspirational, and political justice broadcasters, spanning a wide range of topics. On Mondays, get ready for Candelo's Corner. Starring Candelo Cambisa and Malik Cambisa, this is the voice of authentic Cuban Palo and Dominican Sanse in the United States, with special guests representing the entire range of African traditional and diasporic religions. You can hear Candelo's Corner Monday evenings from 5 to 7 Pacific Time. On Tuesdays, a pair of outstanding hosts point the way to essential values. First, on the Crystal Silence League Hour, John St. Germain provides spiritual guidance in the practical use of crystals and crystal balls for the development of mental concentration, mind power, divination, and telepathic communication. His show airs Tuesday evenings from 5 to 6 o'clock Pacific Time. Once you have your bearings, engage in activism and social justice in the streets with Beverly Smith. Beverly brings listeners front-page reports on the ongoing struggle for racial, gender, and social justice, shedding much light on civil and social rights issues. Her cry for freedom begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and inspires us for 1 hour. On Wednesdays, Andrea Weston's Liquid Libations pour forth to bless us with poetry, short stories, and spoken word performances. If you are a poet or someone who simply enjoys the beauty and power of words, then Liquid Libations welcomes your participation. Call in and read your work. Listen for Liquid Libations on Wednesdays from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. On Thursdays, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's the Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield. In a variety show laced with country wit and biblical wisdom, the silver-tongued professor shares his knowledge of roots and delivers the lucky numbers. From 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time, there's no end to the surprises. And on Saturdays, Kai Armand broadcasts On Sacred Ground, a tapestry of our times, comprising history, ethnography, and shamanism, featuring the voices of the land and the deceased, aided by scholars, spirit workers, and environmentalists. Kai's show airs from noon to 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time. All shows on the LMC Radio Network are sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, located in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. Add 3 hours for Eastern. Tax and license may apply. Train departure times and Burmeshave signs subject to change without notice. LMC.
And y'all, now we're getting ready to turn this over to Miss Susan Barnes of SusanBarnesAuthor.com in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And she's going to do our free spell section today and tell us about how to attract a wealthy lover. Susan Barnes.
Thank you, Miss Tammy Lee. Now, this spell can be done for hetero, gay, poly, whatever. You can, you know, do it for whatever you want. For this work, you're going to need the following: a large white glass platter or china platter, a white candle, jumbo, a green candle, jumbo, a male lodestone, a female lodestone, honey, rose petals, catnip, cinnamon, alfalfa, allspice powder, wealthy whey oil, Cleo May oil, come to me oil, power oil, bewitching powders, come to me incense, and wealthy way incense. You will need a rose thorn or an ice pick.
Stop.
The job.
Stop. We're going to put that in the chat room because people want to read it. Run that list one more time. We started with a white platter, a jumbo white and green candle. Now, what next?
A male lodestone.
Male lodestone.
Yes. And that's with a little white mark on it.
Mm-hmm.
A female lodestone.
Female lodestone. Okay, got it. Next.
Honey.
Honey. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Rose petals.
Rose petals. Okay.
Catnip.
Catnip. You can go a little faster.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Okay.
Alfalfa.
Alfalfa. Oh, I get where you're going with the money. Yeah, okay.
Allspice powder.
Okay.
Wealthy whey oil.
Mm-hmm.
Cleo May oil.
Mm-hmm.
Come to me oil.
Mm-hmm.
Power oil.
Nope, slow down. Come to me oil. Power
mm-hmm.
oil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bewitching powders.
Bewitching powders. My gosh. Okay. Yeah.
Come to me incense.
Come to me incense. Okay.
And Wealthy Way incense.
All right. Got it all. And a rose
thorn. And you're going to need a rose thorn or an ice pick.
Okay, either one. All right, that was good. You made me laugh. A rose thorn or an ice pick. Okay.
Okay.
All right. What do we do with all that good stuff?
The job. You're going to inscribe all over the white candle your name,
mm-hmm.
and you can write, and I'm going to let people be creative here, but I'm going to say rich man wants your name. Let's just say
mm-hmm.
Annie. Rich man wants Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Rich man, come to Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Rich man loves Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Write your name up the sides of the candle because we're drawing him in.
Mm-hmm.
Write all along the edges of the candle, rich man come to me or rich man come to Annie, whatever your name is.
Mm-hmm.
Anoint the candle with the following. Your personal sexual fluids.
Mm-hmm.
However you get them. Cleo May oil.
Mm-hmm.
Come to me oil.
Mm-hmm.
Roll the candle in bewitching powder.
Mm-hmm.
Catnip.
Mm-hmm.
And dried rose petals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Put the dressed and fixed white candle on the left side of the platter because the left side is the female side, the feminine side.
Mm-hmm.
Place the female lodestone in front of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Take the green candle. Inscribe, rich man,
mm-hmm.
powerful man, rich man desires, whatever your name is, Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Rich man comes to Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Inscribe your name along the edges of the green candle, Annie
mm-hmm.
plus rich man, just like we used to do in junior high.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or middle school these days. Or rich man loves Annie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anoint the green candle with your sexual fluids.
Mm-hmm.
Wealthy Way oil.
Mm-hmm.
Power oil.
Mm-hmm.
And Wealthy Way powders.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Roll the candle in alfalfa.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon
mm-hmm.
and allspice powder.
Okay.
Place this candle on the right side of the platter with the male lodestone in front of the candle. The
mm-hmm.
right side is the masculine side of our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to, of course, talk to each lodestone individually and tell it what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Take some honey, pour it in a ring around the platter, enclosing
mm-hmm.
the two candles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Got it. Okay, so put some sugar, cinnamon around the platter.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the honey, then some dried rose petals, and you got it.
Wow, and you're going to burn those down together.
Yes.
Wow.
And you're going to light
amazing.
Your Wealthy Way incense, clear
mm-hmm.
your mind, and say, as the bee comes to honey, rich man comes to me.
Wow, great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what a spell. That is fantastic work. All right. Well, we're running out of time. So I'm going to turn this over real quick to Miss Tammy Lee, and she's going to make us say goodbye. Thank you
yes,
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Kat and Conjugal Ali, and thank you, Susan Barnes of SusanBarnesAuthor.com in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for being our special guest member from there this week. And we invite you to tune in next week when our special guest member from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers will be Miss Aida of MissAida.com in Detroit, Michigan. and we'll she will be discussing succubi and incubi. And once again, y'all, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hootie Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Cat by the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjurman Ali at conjurmanali.com and Mission Viejo. I'm your announcer, Miss Jamie Lee, joining you from TripleCrownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. The Lucky Mojo Hootie Rootwork Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The shows are available in archive at luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you so much for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at the same time when you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you, Miss Sammy Lee.
Thank you.
She should be an auctioneer.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.